Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, in episode 205 today, we're going to talk about five WordPress blogs you should be following. We've got some great ones on the list. Why don't you get us started off today?
Yeah, the first one on the list is the WPMU Dev blog. It is extremely popular. They've been blogging for years on a daily basis. And so it's actually one of the first blogs that I found. I came across it when I was dabbling with multi-site back in 2012, 2013. And they're kind of the go-to resource for multi-site, but they also have lots and lots of WordPress content as well. And so usually if you Google anything related to a WordPress topic, you're going to see, well, pretty much all of these that we're going to talk about, but especially WPMU Dev, you'll see them at the top of the Google search engine results page.
Yeah, and I kind of feel the same way about all of these. Any WordPress term that you do a Google search for, you're probably going to see a blog article written by one of these five. Second on our list, one of our favorites, Elegant Themes. They have 1.3 million readers a month, I believe, to their blog, focusing on WordPress topics, everything from design, business, you know, you name it, they cover it WordPress related. ElegantThemes.com, go check them out.
The next one on the list is WP Beginner. This is Saeed Belki's blog, and it is a lot of tutorials, and it's really geared towards the beginner, obviously, WP Beginner. And so if you Google how to do different things related to WordPress, you're going to find a WP Beginner tutorial, and it's awesome. Highly recommend it.
Next on our list is WP Tavern. It's one of the oldest WordPress-related blogs out there. I know Elegant Themes has been around for a long time, too. I'm not sure if they've been blogging the entire time, but WP Tavern's been blogging since 2009. Another great resource for anything WordPress related. Google any term, you're going to find it on WP Tavern.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I do want to say briefly about WP Tavern is it's more like news related opposed to like tutorials and so forth like some of the other ones. And so it's kind of like what's going on in the WordPress world. And it's actually owned by Automattic now. Automattic is Matt Mullenweg's company, kind of the parent company of WordPress.com. They started out as David mentioned, they've been blogging for years, a news resource, and they wrote a post saying that they're closing up shop. It's very hard to monetize a news. All these other ones have products attached to it, and so they are able to monetize. And so Automattic came in for the win, bought WP Tavern, and has been able to keep them producing regular WordPress content. So that's a little fun fact for you. The last one on the list for the five WordPress blogs you should be following, WP Explorer. Again, like the other ones, you do any Google searches with WordPress related topics, you're going to find a post from WP Explorer along with the other ones on the list. They have lots of list posts for, like, you know, the best themes in a different category, the best plugins, as well as some tutorials and general WordPress articles. So definitely a great resource.
Well, those are the five WordPress blogs you should be following. Now, obviously, there's a lot more WordPress blogs out there. I'll throw us out there in the mix. I'll throw Tim out there in the mix as well. We do produce WordPress and Divi-related content on our blogs, Aspen Grove Studios, DiviLife.com, and Divi.space. So if you're in the Divi community or WordPress as a whole, we do produce content like that on a weekly basis. Currently, we put out currently a minimum of 2 to 4 blog posts a week between the two sites. So go check them out.
Yeah, hopefully one day we'll be within that list of the top five.
Yeah, that would be nice. All right. Well, tune in tomorrow for episode 206, Top 3 Caching Plugins for WordPress. One thing that I do want to note is if you enjoy this podcast and you like the content that we're producing, we would really appreciate a review, like, subscribe to our channels, and let us know, give us some feedback. Talk to us. We'd love to meet you. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.